It's time for Local Real Estate Today, a weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back. Kyle Bailey with Mary Gilbert of the Mary Gilbert Group, powered by Place with Keller Williams, Southern Oregon. So, Mary, another exciting week.
Absolutely, Kyle. And we've got some beautiful new listings to share, open houses to preview, and a timely consumer guide segment that buyers won't want to miss.
And Mary, I think this next topic is going to help a lot of buyers understand what really happens after the excitement of getting an offer accepted.
Yeah, absolutely, Kyle. A lot of people think once they sign a purchase agreement, they're basically done. But in reality, that's just the beginning of the journey towards home ownership. So the next phase after you get your offer signed is called escrow, and it's where everything starts coming together behind the scenes.
So what exactly is escrow?
So great question, Kyle. Escrow is a secure process where a third party, usually a title or escrow company, holds the buyer's earnest money and makes sure both the buyer and seller complete all the required steps before the sale is finalized, so it protects everyone involved.
So what are the steps with this?
So step one is the buyer deposits their earnest money, which shows they're serious about the purchase. That money goes into the escrow account and is applied to the buyer's down payment or closing costs later on.
And I imagine this is where a home inspection would come in?
Yeah, so the second step is a home inspection, which helps the buyer understand the true condition of the home. So if there are surprises like a roof issue or electrical problems, the buyer might renegotiate or even cancel the deal depending on what's in their contract. And just so you know, home inspections are usually paid for by the buyer.
Ah, good to know. And then it's the appraisal, right?
Yeah, so especially if there's a loan involved. So the lender wants to be sure the home is worth what you're paying. So if the appraisal comes in lower than the purchase price, that can mean a new round of negotiations or bringing more cash to the table.
And what about the loan itself?
Yeah, step four is a big one. So during escrow, your lender is working behind the scenes to issue a final approval, what we call clear to close. So the lender is going to verify your income, credit, debt, and confirm that the home is ready and insurable. And that is why buyers need to keep their finances stable. So no big purchases or job changes.
Yeah, I remember that. And what's this about title insurance too?
Yeah, so before closing, a title company will do a title search to confirm the seller really owns the property and that there are no liens or legal issues. So then you purchase title insurance. Actually, the seller is going to purchase title insurance for you to protect you against any future surprises.
And what's the next step?
Yeah, the next step is homeowners insurance. So most lenders require homeowners insurance to be in place before closing. You might also need flood, earthquake, or mortgage insurance depending on your situation.
Now, I remember a final walkthrough being a term. Is that still a thing?
Well, yes, it can be. So just before closing, a lot of buyers will do a final walkthrough to make sure the home is in the same condition it was when they made the offer and that any agreed upon repairs were completed.
And then what's the last step?
Well, hooray, closing day. That is when all the documents are signed, the buyer wires in their funds, and once the transaction records with the county, the keys are handed over and the home is officially theirs.
So even after you get the house, there's still a lot to do and a lot of things that can go wrong if you're not careful.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why having an experienced real estate team on your side can make all the difference to help keep everything moving forward and make sure you're protected at every step.
All right, a lot of good information there. Let's take a look at the weekly trends and jump into the numbers. What are we seeing around the county this week?
Yeah, so it's been an active month, and actually we're going to take a look at the last 4 week snapshot. We've had 250 new listings hit the market, 164 homes went pending, 137 home sold, and 41 listings expired, meaning they didn't sell in time.
Wow.
And comparing that to this week alone we had 67 new listings, 49 pending sales, and 37 closed sales.
Sounds like competition is still strong.
Yeah, it definitely is, especially in the under $400,000 range. Inventory is still growing, which is great news for buyers, but homes that are priced right are still moving fast.
So let's take a look at some of the other things we want to cover here today. What's next?
Yeah, so I think what's interesting to point out is that you know, there's still a strong sign of seller confidence with all these new listings. And the pending sales that we saw for the last 4 weeks, that's great buyer activity. And back on the markets, not too many, just 66 total for the month. So that just means some things are falling through, often due to inspections or financing, but those listings are getting a second chance. And we also saw 6 bumpable transactions this week. So that just means offers are getting accepted with the contingency, but they can be bumped by a stronger offer.
What about price changes?
Price changes, yeah. So we're seeing strong price changes week over week. Sellers are adjusting their pricing to stay competitive, especially as inventory grows.
And let's see here. What do we have coming up with sold properties?
Sold properties, yeah. So that dipped to 21 this week, bringing us to 100, just over 125 over the last 4 weeks. But if you checked out those pending numbers, we had hovering around 40 pendings are picking up. So we're going to start seeing those sold properties pick up too through the summer.
So what about expired listings or even coming soon listings?
Yeah, so expired listings, there's only 8 this week for a total of 44 over the last 4 weeks. So these are homes that didn't sell in their listing period, often due to pricing or condition. And lastly, the coming soon listings held steady at 3 this week. So we've seen over 18 in the past 4 weeks, which tell us sellers are still preparing to enter the market soon.
So overall inventory is rising, but we're still seeing some strong buyer activity?
That's correct. Yeah. And so now let's talk about our hot property picks.
Yeah.
Our top 6 listings this week.
All right. What do we have?
So 158 Southeast Mosier. This is 315,000, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1,310 square feet, nearly new home with quartz counters, vinyl plank flooring, and low utilities. Great option for first-time home buyers or downsizers. Listed by Ben Tatone at Roseburg Homes Realty.
Yeah, and that's a nearly new home and a home of the neighborhood that's mainly older homes.
Yeah, so when you look at those newer homes, you're going to have a lot more energy efficiency in these nearly new homes compared to the same homes in that neighborhood.
What about out in Garden Valley?
Yeah, so 495 Sinclair Lane, 549.9, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1,840 square feet, 5 acres. This is a custom-built home with Anderson windows, fresh exterior paint, valley views, and wineries in the country club. So listed by Jennifer Kramer of Remax Integrity.
All right, and this next one I've already seen the pictures of. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, this is a showstopper looker. 2948 Northwest Stacy Court in Roseburg. It's listed at 950,000. It's a 3-bedroom, 2 full baths plus 2 half baths, over 5,000 square feet. Luxury home with media room, shop potential, city and vineyard views. This sits right on the point with great city views and overlooking Melrose and Garden Valley.
All right, let's jump ahead before we run out of time to open houses.
Yeah, so if you're out and about this Saturday, don't miss out on these open houses. 463 West Burdine, Roseburg, 3-bedroom, 1-bath, 1,766 square feet for $375, open from 12 to 2. There's multiple condo units on Garden Valley known as Sunset Condos. They're at 885 Northeast Sunset. These are priced between $140,000 and $145,000. They're open from 11 to 1 tomorrow. And then 355 West Burdine Street in Roseburg, another house on Burdine. That's a 3-in-1. 1,300 square feet, 355. That's open all day from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. So if you come early, bring by a coffee for yourself and maybe the open house host, Dan Parker.
All right. And one more?
Yeah, 810 Southeast Summit. This is overlooking downtown. 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath, 3,600 square feet, 600,000, open from 1 to 3. So a lot of good houses to check out tomorrow.
And real quick, how do people get connected with you guys?
Yeah, so whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or just getting started, it's a great time to explore what's out there. You can give us a call at 541-366-6080 or stop by our office, 2658 Northeast Stevens Street in Roseburg.
All right, Mary, thanks for coming in. That wraps up Local Real Estate Today. It is 9 o'clock.
Oops, I forgot to delete a page.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, at first I was like, why is that so...